This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Mirna Beatrice Rogers. Date of birth, October the 4th, 1966. Case ID number 4433468. Date of exam, December the 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Laura Rainey, dated 9/13/22. Her last name is Rhanez. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old married female with two grown children who presented to my office, for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis / left shoulder pain and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked with Publix Grocery Department for 7 years. She also worked in a casino for 3 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is retired. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time and has not received any in the past. Allegations number one, rheumatoid arthritis / left shoulder pain. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain. History of allegations, number one, rheumatoid arthritis / left shoulder pain. The claimant states that in July of 2022, she started to develop pain in her left shoulder. Multiple tests and x-rays were performed, and she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. She states that lab tests were performed, which were positive, as well as x-rays. She denies any fractures or surgeries, but states that an x-ray was performed, which was negative, but the claimant states that her physician said she had rheumatoid arthritis. No injections have been given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 45 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head with her right arm. Her physician is Dr. Gallegos. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and she is presently taking ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID and cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QD, which she states gives her some relief. She does no other physical activity except walking a little bit around the house. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop lumbar sacral back pain. She denies any injuries and states that the pain is a pressure pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that does not radiate down to her legs. No surgery has been performed and no injections were given. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 45 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 5 pounds with her right arm, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking a little bit around the house. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Gallegos, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID and cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QD, which does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain / lumbargo. Family history. Her father died at the age of 81. And her mother is 82 and has heart disease, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. She also had a grandmother and a sister who had asthma. Medications, Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams / 50 milligrams QD. Ezetimibe, 10 milligrams QD. Hydralazine, 25 milligrams QD. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID. Cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, a lumbar sacral back pain. Major surgeries, breast augmentation in 2001, oral surgery in 2017. Social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks 2.5 glasses per day of wine or vodka, which she did for approximately 10 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 151 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and 3/4 inches, tall, BP 188 over 131 mmHg. The claimant states that she always gets anxious when she goes to see a physician. We repeated this blood pressure reading, and it went down to 167 over 109. The claimant took her medications at my office. Pulse, 92 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 26. General. This is a 56-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to... to muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tenderness in both shoulders, especially on the left side. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both shoulders, where the claimant has some mild decrease in abduction and forward elevation, secondary to probable impingement syndrome of both arms. Straight leg raising examined. The sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological, I'm sorry, to functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the left shoulder, where the claimant appears to have some inflammation of her shoulder, which is more likely than not impingement syndrome. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to left shoulder inflammation, more likely than not coming from impingement syndrome. Probable diagnoses. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis, left shoulder pain, dash, the claimant has decrease in range of motion of the left shoulder with some tenderness, which is more likely than not coming from impingement syndrome. She does not appear to have a rotator cuff tear. Rheumatoid arthritis was not confirmed. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain, dash, normal physical exam, lumbargo. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mirna Beatriz Rogers.